Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, we got some college basketball tonight. Of course, Sweet 16. We got San Diego State, UConn, Clemson, Arizona at 7:09. Alabama, UNC, and Illinois, Iowa State. Iowa State, that poor school's never won anything for the most part. 1987, a wrestling national title. Men's cross country in 94. But their dance team, Dynasty, back-to-back, 2016-2017, gentlemen. Oh, we can't neglect this, though. Georgia has advanced to the semifinals of the NIT. They're going to take on Seton Hall on the 2nd, Tuesday, April 2nd. And they'll take on the winner. Well, the other game is Utah, Indiana State, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. We could have Georgia, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Indiana State in the NIT finals.
That's very cute little NIT run for Georgia.
It's cute.
Oh, good for them.
Hey, they haven't been to the tournament since 2015, Georgia Tech, 2021, before that 2010. Tech in Georgia just not relevant right now. Maybe this NIT run could help Georgia get relevant, learn how to win, et cetera. But who knows?
Can I talk against that for a minute, because I can only tell you that there was a run when Mark Godfrey was at Alabama. I was there. You know, hired Anthony Grant. There was a run where Alabama men's Avery Johnson. There was a run where Alabama men's basketball was always on that bubble, and then it was like a one seed in the NIT. And I always just thought, okay, this is going to be at the doorstep. They're going to make it happen, and it didn't happen. And now with Nate Oates, you've been to three Sweet 16s. You're two or three time SEC tournament champions, regular season champions, whatever it is. And they just turned a corner. Nate Oates is one of the five highest paid coaches now in college basketball.
Can I go ahead and tell you something? Nate Oates and Mike White are not created equally.
I know. Well, that's my point, is you got to find the right guy at the helm. And the whole – I just think that it's a farce to say, well, maybe this, you know, this will be on the doorstep and they can create some momentum.
Never seems to pan out.
In the days of NIL, I don't know that you create momentum like that anymore. No. Because it used to be you'd hoist a trophy and then you'd have a recruit in town. And you go, look, man, we're building the right direction. We're just one guy away. I don't think that happens anymore. I don't think it happens anymore. Maybe it does for the, you know, mid majors, and you make a run that, you know, kind of play above your head. But for a team like Georgia, man, they should be, there should be a team from Georgia that is doing. I mean, and I don't get on here and talk about Alabama. You look at Alabama. You had Alabama, Auburn, UAB, and Samford all in the tournament, and yet, you know, we're still hanging our hats on Kennesaw State making that run a year ago. Georgia State a few years back.
It's that's it.
You should have Georgia is the helm of youth basketball, it feels like, in a lot of different ways. You should have that here.
So the winner of UConn-San Diego State will play the winner of Illinois-Iowa State. So we could get a 1-2 matchup there. And then, honestly, the same thing with North Carolina-Alabama and then Arizona and Clemson. Those winners play each other. So we could end up in the Elite Eight in this side of the bracket with two 1-2 matchups. I am pulling for Iowa State. I do like the underdog thing. Obviously, one of my close friends in the business, Dave Archer, played at Iowa State. And so he's obviously pulling for the Cyclones. But they're really good. I mean, they beat a good Houston team who is a one seed on the other side of the bracket by 20-plus points in the conference title game. That just proves you that they are talented, they play well together, and they have a legitimate shot. Now, UConn is – other than a slip up, I think they have like two losses maybe on the season, maybe three. UConn has been one of the probably the most dominant team all year, most consistently dominant team all year.
When's the last time you think Arizona got to the Final Four?
Well, they got to one. They've gotten to one since Lute Olson retired with the guy that they ran off.
Hadn't been that long. What do you think?
Sean Miller, wasn't it him?
Yeah, 5 years ago.
2001.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
That's not true, is it?
It's true.
That was the last time. They won. When did they win? Is that when they won? No, that was
no,
when they
won in 97 with Lute Olson.
Yeah,
they got one title.
Whoa. Yeah, they lost to Duke.
Crazy?
They lost to Duke in 01. Yeah, that was the
You tell me Arizona hasn't been to a Final Four since 01.
You wouldn't believe it.
I don't believe it.
Because they're regarded as a blue blood.
Sean Miller never made a Final Four there.
2001. Check me on that.
I'm going to check. I'm going to check you only because I just want to read it because I can't. Because
I had to look at it twice. I'm like, there's no way.
What did your Google just say? What did your search bar just say?
Because they're always in the tournament.
That they have four Final Fours. 1988, the one that I believe Kansas
won. Weren't they two
won.
A part of that college
yeah,
basketball
Danny
steam?
Yeah, Danny Manning beat them that year.
Basketball steam from a few years ago where Auburn was getting hit with it. Will Wade was getting hit with it at LSU. The FBI was in on it. They were like, we have the playbook.
That was in a Sean Miller. 1994, which was, the first year that Arkansas
won that year.
Arkansas won that year, and then the next year it was UCLA. 97, which they won.
Won the title.
That was
Miles
Simon and Mike Bibby.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a name for you, Mike Bibby.
And then 2001, when Duke with Jay Williams and Carlos Boozer.
We already found out Tiffany had sponge painted her bedroom blue for the Duke Blue Devils.
I think she says that she's that it was for Jay Williams. I think she was like a closeted Carlos Boozer fan.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
So I was correct. 2001.
Yeah,
dude,
that's unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
And I didn't check that because I didn't believe you. I checked that because I just couldn't fathom. I had to read it for myself.
I was shocked because they're always there. They're always in the tournament, just haven't gotten that far. Well, they have a chance now if they can get by Clemson.
Isn't it funny that the ACC is having the last laugh right now? They got four teams in the Sweet 16 after we buried them like two weeks
Mike
ago.
Well, Mike Schley was bashing the at-large bids, and what happened? The SEC takes a bath.
Clemson sues the ACC. We're like, look at these scores. No wonder they sued the ACC, and here we are.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.